Who is it? A voice asked after I knocked. Are you cousin? I asked. There was a pause, and then, Yeah? I'm John Lowry. Rinaldo sent me. When he opened the door, I punched him in the face. It was a good, solid punch. It felt good, but it was a stupid thing to do. I didn't know who else was in the room. That crouching, slack-jawed man might have been a middleweight contender. He could have had an iron jaw and a pistol in his pocket. But I hit him because I knew that he had something to do with the fire at my school, because Mama and Rinaldo set my teeth on edge, because the police didn't seem to care what I did, and because my best friend was dead. Cousin fell flat on his back. The room was painted a garish pink, and there was no furniture except for a single mattress no thicker than a country quilt. Get up, I said. What'd I do to you, mister? He whined. Why you try and burn down the school? I didn't burn nothing. Cousin got to his feet. He was an old 20, not smart or mature, just old. Like he had lived 40 years in half the time, but hadn't learned a thing. I knocked him down again. Hey, man, he yelled. Who's the white man you were with? What white man? You want me to kick you? I moved my right foot backward in a threatening motion. What you want from me? The man put that bomb under the metal shop at Truth. Cousin's skin was a deep, lusterless brown. His jaw was swelling up. He passed his hand over his head from fear that I'd must his hair.
You the law?
I work for the school.
Man named Lund.
Lund?
Uh-huh.
How you spell it?
I don't know, man.
What do you know? I asked in disgust.
Roke Williams. Roke.